Are they Mark Rapper?
Can't hear anybody.
Hi, Roger.
Good morning. How are you? I guess we're cut off.
I'm unmuted. Somebody muted me. Now I'm unmuted.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes.
But we're starting from Tanya, which is 15 lines up. Go type the Shema Minah and go 2 lines above that.
What doctor are you on?
Dr. Brady, you still calling me?
Rabbi.
Tanya.
Rabbi. What doc are you on?
On your Bezim and Bez, fifth about, Taisa Shmamina, a line above that. Tanya. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Amarna loy lemeir, and Rashi says he called him mayor because it was his friend, and therefore he called him without Rebbe. Ma'am Yudza, Baloy Tchutsu Le'evet, Shiatimi Tangzidei Rabbi Lecheris. Isn't it a schus for an Evet to go free? Amarloy, Amarlanu, he said to us, Amarlanu Chayvulai. It's bad for him. Shema'a Evet Kayan, Paislam in Atruma. Because he passes him from a truma. Now, it's a very interesting thing that Rabbi Meir is saying. He forgot about an Evet Yisrael, and he's talking about an Evet Kayan. Doesn't make sense, as the Gemara will explain. Amarnu lai, by the way, ma'am yutzi shloi luzayin shloi lufarnu serishoi. He can keep away his food. Again, this all has to be explained. Amar lanu, uma ilu evet kain shabarach v'eshes kain shabar da'abayla, halay eichlin b'truma v'zayin eichel. If he gets free, he won't be able to eat truma. If he doesn't get free, he can always run away and eat truma. And a woman can run away from her husband and eat truma. Eishes kain. This is Rabbanan talking and saying, but they agree by a woman, because the bottom line is she gets fed, where an Evet can be told to fend for himself, a woman cannot be told to fend for herself if it's not enough, and therefore, there it's a chayv. Rashi.
But an Isha, can a husband force her to fend for herself?
No, not if it's not enough.
Not even.
So the Gemara before seemed to say yes. It's not so simple in Ksubas, but the Gemara before seemed to say yes. Rashi. He doesn't have to feed him.
But
that's exactly what Rabbi Meir said.
I told Rabbi before class today, I said, who's going to give him truma? Guys,
Dr. Rashi.
A plus coming a truma means the woman, if she's an Ashes Kohen, or...
Correct.
What are the...
By giving her again, apostles of Madruma.
But it's only how many, most of you about that are you straight them, right? I mean,
we let the Gemara do its thing. You know what I mean? We're not letting the Gemara explain itself. We're going to have many problems. Rashi. Aba'isha chayvula rabbonan karmila. Klima bahi vada medina. By a woman, we're maskim. Because by a woman, forget truma. She's losing food. And she can't always earn her keep. So she's much more better. She's better off being married, where she gets taken care of, as opposed to getting divorced. That Rabbanan is saying. Zakti Gemara, Maika Armilei, Maika Mahadra Lahu. What is this conversation? Like, Zakti Rashi, Klaimer, Tshuva Sheshivam, that which he answered them, Uma Evet Kain Shabarach, the Evet Kain can run away, Ma Tshuva Hi Lamash Armilei Alamazainas. Well, how is that an answer to the fact that they said he doesn't have to feed his Evet? So he answers he can run away. What is this? What is going on here? Zuck to Gemara.
I'm reading now.
I'm sorry?
You're welcome. Bye.
I can't hear a word.
Somebody's not muted. They're talking to somebody else. Could you please ask kindly for people to mute themselves? Thank you.
Can you please mute yourselves, everybody? And don't mute me. Somebody muted me before. I don't know how they did that, but they muted me. Zakti Gemara, Hachi Kamerluhu. This is what happened. He said to them, Hashavtanu Almazainas, you're right. By an Evet Yisrael, you've answered me. Because I said the Evet's going to lose his food, and you answered me that the Evet is going to lose his food anyway. Because even if he's not free, the owner can tell him to fend for himself. So you answered me good, on an Eved Yisrael. But Ma'atzah Shivei Nala Truma. Now, it doesn't explain Rameyer, because Rameyer said it by Eved Yisrael anyway. But he's engaging the Rabbanon in a conversation on their issues. Meaning, he has his own shita that the Gemara will say later on. But he was talking to them, and he said, even you fellas should agree that he's losing his food. So the Rabbanon told him, no, he's not, because he can lose his food anyway. So he might as well be free. So he said to them, that's great by Eved Yisrael, but by Eved Kayin, he's losing Truma. V'chi Temru, Ibai Zark L'chita Pasulei, she'll answer me that he can lose his Truma anyway, because the master can walk over to him and hand him Mishtar Shikhur. So therefore, don't tell me that it's detrimental to him because of Truma. The Truma is not a built-in right. He can be forced to lose the Truma anyway. So he's better off being free. The answer is, it's not true. You can't force him to lose his Truma. Because he buys Ark Legito Basile, Shabbat Leva Ark Leva Zalama. He can make sure he doesn't get freed. And by making sure he doesn't get freed, he will retain the right to eat Truma. So Rameir is telling Rabbanan, you've responded to me why by an Eved Yisrael it's not detrimental. But by an Eved Kayin it's detrimental, he loses his Truma. Terences, you'll tell me, the owner can make him lose the Truma anyway by freeing him by straight up. It's not true. He can hide from the owner and never receive the Shtar Shechur and therefore always retain the right to Truma, so it's detrimental for him.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Hold a second. He can eat Truma from anybody else. Please don't, 1 second. He can eat Truma from anybody else. He can go around saying, I'm an Eved Kayin.
Even if the master doesn't let him take
food. That's the master's food. Truma doesn't do the master's food. He can collect Truma from Yisrael and give him Truma. He's an Eved Kayin. He's allowed to eat Truma. Yes, Dr. Bray.
But is an Eved believed to say wherever he goes that he belongs to a Kohen?
Well, we'll have something to prove that he's an Eved Kohen. You're right.
Okay.
It's how do we know he's an Eved Kohen? I don't know if he's believed. He has a star saying he belongs to a Kohen. I don't know. He might have had that from before.
Eved license.
Eved license, exactly.
Oh, wait, just give
it
$30.
Look, give
me a thing.
Some trashy. It's a ton of homicide. Shaina is on a Mishalai, he doesn't feed him. Matish Rain al Truma, Shakos Mashalai Shakurai, who I look for Ayla Truma, Bechol Makam, Mishal Rabbi, because he's an Eved Kayan. Bechi Taim, about the Kabbalah Shluch, the Ain Shluch, the Ain Chayt, the boy Mare Zarek, like he's a Mishal Sarab, Matar Dawar Amas, he can just throw the get within Dawar Amas. Upasalai, Shai Mishukri, who's who he'd be free, Ain Araya. That's not a good answer. These Shabbat Lemiyad, he'll run, Vilayam Tatu Lamakam, Shiokal, the first of the Mazikas I get. He'll never be around if the owner can free him.
No.
So how can you give it to a shliach and say it's beneficial, but he's going to lose Truma, which you can't force him to lose any other way? Can I just finish the Shaka Vataya? This is Rameh's response. You're stopping him from eating Truma, which you could never stop him any other way. Right? You can never stop him in any other way. And now you're being detrimental. So how can the shliach accept it for the Eved? Now, you can sell him. The answer is, who buys an Eved that runs away? Who's going to buy an Eved that's not around? So this selling is not really an option. That's what Rameir is telling the Rabbanon. Look, Rashi. Suk the Gemara Shaper Kamerlu. Rameir has a taina. That's what they said in the Mishnah. Because he can sell him. Nobody's going to buy him. Nobody's going to buy him at market value. But somebody will pay pennies to get him and take the chance. You would buy a shakul arba zuzi, which is a minimum. So the Rabbanan's response is, you can get him out of Truma anyway. Find a guy and say, give me $5 and have the Eved.
Yisrael.
Rashi, Neshu Kinyana, time in my Eved Kinyan Shabarach HaKubatruma, Neshu Kinyana, the Kayan, he belongs to the Kayan. Hilkishibaya, who Kayan, Kishiyavrach, Abdai, if he wants, Shakal Abor Zuzi, Mishra Abor Zuzi is a minimum amount of money. The Immaculate Nahale, Shkalechad Yisim, Shuvayna Kinyana, and Mimstol. So the Rabbanon's response is, you can make him lose Truma anyway.
What if he's only partially
Then he can't eat Truma.
So he doesn't have to sell all of it.
Exactly. Zuck the Gemara. So that's great. But the bottom line is, Remeir, Tinnach Eved Kayin Eved Yisrael Ma'ikel Lameir. So Remeir was busy with Truma, but what does he do with an Eved Yisrael? You can get rid of him feeding him. Zuck the Gemara, the real reason of Remeir had zero to do with food. He was only talking food to the Rabbanon. He was trying to persuade them. The real reason he holds it detrimental is zero to do with finances. Why does the mayor hold it detrimental for never to go free? Why? He doesn't let him live with a Shevchah Knanis. Detrimental to the Eved. Now he can marry a Jewish girl. Dr. Gemara, Avda Bevkeren Nichalei, Eved would rather have the Hefkerus of not being bound by a legal marriage, because an Eved Kanani and Shivchi Kananis that live together are not really married, and therefore there's no Ashes Ish. They can each mess around with whoever they want to. Zilalei, it's cheap. Shchichalei, she's available. And Pritzalei, she's Pritzis Dick. And therefore, why would he want to transfer that life of Pritzis for a life of living like a Jew? That's Remeir's reason. He talks about food and truma. That was all to persuade the Rabbanon, who said that an Eved would rather be a Jew than live the priest's dick alive. So he said, but what do you do with food? So they got out of that. So he said, what do you do with truma? So they got out of that. But that wasn't his real reason to begin with. That was a conversation piece to persuade the Rabbanon. But the basic argument is, would an Eved rather be an Eved? Would an Eved rather be a free person in his marital?
Why did he come with that first?
Again, he wasn't telling you his reason. That's
why?
Because that wasn't the issue. He knew that argument with the Rabbanon. So he just went and said, but what are you guys going to do about food?
They don't hold it.
So the Rishayim speak out, or the Rabbanon speak out, I should say, first out, that an Eved Kutten, who's not Shechichalei, Pritzalei, Zilalei, but Meir would agree it's a schus.
Now, when he throws it,
because it's only an adult Eved who's lived a life.
When he throws it, it has to be a Mishasarabah.
Adarabah. This is a Kasha and Rashi, because Dalai Lama doesn't work with Mishasarabah.
It has to be, and Mashenki.
It has to be in a side street. It has to be in a simta, which is not owned by anybody, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah. That's a Kashan Rashi, but we're not getting into that now. But Matiya, the Gemara says that Dalai Lama doesn't work for Rosh Hashanah.
It can't be because
you have to turn that. Right. Dr. Rashi, Zilalei Zaydalei Be'enav. She's cheap. L'zalzabal l'chol tabasai. There's no respect. For Shivka Kananis, you have no respect. So you do whatever you want. Meaning, basically, she makes herself available and she has no self-respect, and therefore he has no respect for her, which allows him to be mamali all his taivas. Pritzalei, Mr. Hegas, him a pritzis. She acts pritzistic with him, meaning no control. And therefore, an adult Eved who's lived a life doesn't want to give up the life. That's what Remeir says. And Rabbanan say, not true. So really, that's the main argument. Remeir was trying to persuade Rabbanan, but there's a financial consideration. And Rabbanan responded that there's no financial consideration. Dr. Halig Mishnah Vaiter. Ha'aymer. Tnu get zel ishti. A guy says to a shliach, give this get to my wife. Shtar shichru zel la'avdi. Umeis. Lo yitnu la'achamisa. And this is a problem.
She's a half a Jew now.
She's a Shivka Kananis. She has to keep mitzvahs.
So you're going to have her watching kashrut in the house too?
Again. The question is not whether she's allowed to be pritzistik. Let me explain something. By an Eved and a Shivka Kananis, there's no institution of legal marriage. Therefore, automatically, it lends itself to a certain looseness in between genders.
And we want to keep mitzvahs too.
She has to keep mitzvahs. But it's not enough favor for her. I can't answer that. And if it is, it is. But just the fact that I thought the market aren't careful.
And you talked about last week that the DNA is more different than the DNA. As soon as
I don't remember ever saying that the DNA changes. I don't remember a word of it. I didn't talk about DNA. When did I talk about DNA? Not my kind of thing to talk about. Now, this is a problematic...
Is this another Kanani or another Ivri?
Kanani. Evan Ivri is a regular Jew who works for a master.
I'm only asking because of Tyson. Okay.
Okay, now. Okay. This Mishnah lends itself to a problem that the Rishonim have to address. The Mishnah says, if you give a get to a wife, you tell the Shliach, give the get to the wife, or to an Eved, give the Shtar Shukr to my Eved, and the guy dies, the halacha is, the Eved is not free. Now we just said, the Rabbanon said, it's a schus, so why isn't the Eved free? That's the problem that Rashi has. We just got finished saying that when you give a star shikr to an Eved, the Eved goes free. It's a schus uloi. And then the Mishnah comes and says, he doesn't go free. Now you could say the Mishnah is written by Reb Meir, but all the Rishonim, I should say, most Rishonim want to learn that the Rabbanon agreed to this halacha. And the question is, why did they agree to this halacha? They just got finished saying in the last Mishnah that it's a schus. Zokt Rashi. Hoy metru get zeh le'ishti. They take out the word zeh. Tnu get l'ishti. That's what the Bach is gairus. Gersinim b'masnisin. V'loi gersinim 10. It's tnu, not 10. What is the difference between tnu and 10? Shloi masron li'at shliach b'chayav. He never handed it to shliach. He said to people, give my wife a get. Means, write it, give it. He never handed over a document of get or a document of shechur. He commanded that it be written. Therefore, you can't say that somebody was zeicha for the eved. There was no transfer of a document from the owner to the shliach. That's how differentiates this Mishnah from last Mishnah. That's what Rashi's saying. Last Mishnah, he handed the shliach the get. At that moment, the Rabbanan say, the eved goes free. This Mishnah is he told them to get an Eved to do it. It was never transferred. It was never done. And now he died. Too late now to write the Shtar Shichur. That's what Rashi is answering on the Kasha of how to reconcile this Mishnah with the Sheet of the Chachamim.
So it's not Shichur either. Doesn't
make a difference. Shichur doesn't work with Shimra. You need a biblical freedom. We had this enough test. That's what the box says. That way, because that makes it sound that's around. Who get the ishti?
There's no get yet. Before we had to do,
again, here Rashi's saying the case in our Mishnah is he did not hand over a document.
Right. So what does to do kizachadam mean?
If you hand over a document, it means acquire it for him. So Trashi, like you've seen in 10, 10 would have been you gave it to a shliach and said, give it. Tnu is a command to get it done. Shlei masum li'at shliach v'chayav. L'fichach le'nekvach l'chachamim b'davar le'im ishim ishar rishayin etzachal le'at shliach le'evid li'as mishokher. That's why the Rabbanon don't argue. Now, to a bunch of people that are going to write to get and sign it.
By saying tnu, you're not designating a shliach.
Again, the get's not written. Nobody can be zeicha anything. So therefore what? He died.
Before it got written.
Yeah, before it got handed to somebody to take to her. Correct. Now, lo yitnu lachamisa, so trashi, the gita lehav, ad the matal yaday, the chimata by woman, the chimata the other mislay, or by the eved here also, because he didn't give it to a shliach to take. The chimata the other mislay mishakur pakele rishusay. He doesn't own the eved after he dies. He can't free an eved that you don't own. That's a Rashi say. Now, this Rashi contradicts a Rashi in Daf Tesamid Beis. Now, Tesamid Beis, we had the same thing, and Rashi there said. Well, Daf Tesamid Beis, Rashi said. That even though it's a schus, that's only that he can't change his mind. But he's not free yet. And we spoke out of Pshat and Rashi because it's not good for the Eved to be free. He's not keeping mitzvahs. He doesn't know anything about this. It's only that he can't change his mind because it's beneficial for the Eved. But he's really not free because that's not beneficial for the Eved. He doesn't know that he has to keep mitzvahs. He doesn't know if they start wearing tefillin. Right? The Eved gave it to the Shliach. It's beneficial for the Eved to go free. But he's not wearing tefillin now. That was a Rashi, Le'itna Lachamisa, about halfway down the Amud, closer to the end of the narrow line. What? It's the same thing? I don't know, one of us can't read.
Which Rashi?
The Rashi just read. Read it again. So why don't you give it Lachamisa? Rashi's asking guys, where do you see that in that Rashi? Does Rashi say that there? No, it gita means ishtar shichur. Stop. It never got to the Eved. Rashi's saying that Rabbanon just says it's a schus that he can't change his mind, but the Eved's not free yet. That was the problem.
The only way to get out of it now is by dying.
Well, he can change, right, exactly. But the bottom line is, he's not free. Tysus says on that Rashi that he doesn't understand it, and then he says Rashi changed his mind. Because Dr. Gimel, he said a different chat. Okay. Through Manalish Plainy Umaze, Yitnulachamisa. Amr Abitzchim, now, the question is why? Where was the Kenyan? Give this $100. Now remember, it's the exact same case of Get. Right? It's the exact same case of Get. Why by the money does it work and by the Shtar Shichur does it not work?
It means there was no get around it.
So what's Numana?
There's a thing of creases. You need to take the creases, right?
Again, Numana. If I say, give my $100 a month, it's his? Hold. Can I please explain? I'm sitting in a room, and I say, give my friend $100. Does that $100 belong to him now?
Well,
I'm asking a question. Just don't answer it. Does the $100 belong to him? Because I said so? Is any $100 belong to him? Did any Kenyan take place?
What did he mean?
Give him $100.
On my money, right?
Again, yes. Does that make the $100 his?
No.
What is the Kenyan? Words are a Kenyan?
Okay.
You know, I'm giving you the sitter. It's yours right away? See, you have to make a Kenyan.
Okay.
By the get, you didn't hand over the star. That's what Rashi said. So here, you didn't hand over the $100. You said, give the Eved a Star Shechur, give him $100. The Star Shechur doesn't work, the $100 does work. Why? Now, there's going to be answers in the Gemara. That's the Gemara's problem. Talk to Gemara. Am Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masi Mishmei the Rav, who should swurim a Menachem b'Keren Zavis. The $100 is sitting right here in the corner. There's a specific $100. Frak the Gemara b'Maya Skina. Who is giving this present? Elaim b'Bari. Is this guy healthy? So what if it's right here? Haloi Moshach, he didn't make a Kenyan. Teretz is Adla B'Shchiv Mera. The one who's giving it is dying. So it works. So Ma'i Yitzvurim, Kein Tzvurim Nambi. So why does the $100 have to be here? If B'Shchiv Mera says give $100, you have to give $100. You don't have to have a specific $100. The B'Shchiv Mera says give $100, automatically the guy has a right to claim the $100. So done is the B'Shchiv Mera, and he says give Shimon $100, Shimon has a right to collect it, whether it was a specific $100 or not a specific $100. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Rav Shmuel bar Marsha said that it's talking about specific $100.
And the Keren Zavis is not enough of an indication of where the money is. The money in the corner.
That means it's a specific money.
It's just repeating.
Well, it doesn't say the word specific. That I translated that as specific.
What's the word then?
It's piled up in the corner.
Right.
That means it's specific.
In other words, it wasn't piled up. It's not the same.
No, it means to say it's here.
Okay.
Piled or not piled is like Ma'akov.
It's been designated.
It's here. The way it's saying it's sitting right here.
The thing I thought about is if you find money in the street, and it's piled.
Nothing to do with that. Nothing with Simon. Nothing to do with anything. Those days they didn't have a bill. It was coins. So if you have 100 coins, it's going to be piled. That's all. And for the Gemara, and if it's Shiv Mera, Mayu Tzvurim came to Nami, Kamal David Shiv Mera, Kasubim Tzvurim Nami. So what does Rav Huna mean, in the name of Rav, I'm sorry, Rav was quoted, that it's talking about it has to be a specific $100. Why does it have to be specific? Shiv Mera works even if it's not specific. And Bari doesn't work even if it is specific. Rashi. Who should Tabura? Mana the Kari Masisim, Tabura Mamanaka Mamoas Maskinan. Lama Mana Zat Tanula Plaini. The Bari, Matnas Bari Bimetalkalim. Yachal Lagzaba, you can change your mind. Actually, him chime. So the guy takes it. The Yarshanami Masim Bandabai. So if the guy who gave it died, the Yarsh could change his mind. Now here Rashi throws something in that's going to throw everybody for a loop. Eliba demanda Amar. The last way, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. There's a machloikas. We're going to have this machloikas later on. Is there a mitzvah to keep what the mace wanted? Reuven, we don't talk Reuven. Dan, this healthy guy, healthy. And he said, you should know, I'd like, if when I die, to give $100 to Reuven. And then he dies. No kinyan was made. Is there a mitzvah for the Yarshim to keep his command?
Not written in any
kind. Now, kinyan was made. Nothing was done. Just a verbal command. Not by a Shchiv Mera. So Rashi's saying, if there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, the Yarshim can't change the mind. The guy himself would have been able to change his mind before he died. Because there was no kinyan. But the Yarshim don't have that option because they have to keep what their father said. So this Gemara is going that you don't hold mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Therefore, the Gemara is asking, why can't the Yarshim change the mind? It never became the recipients. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Zvid la'olam
b'bari. I mean, why did the Gemara first start off and said the Reish is talking about he didn't give it over? And so the case, Seifa should also be talking about he didn't give it over.
Exactly.
Is that what the Gemara is really asking? It didn't say that?
The Gemara is asking a different question. Because Rav, you could always answer, he's a Shiv Mera. So Shiv Mera doesn't have to give it over. That would have been a perfect difference between Shechur and money.
help?
No, because you need a biblical freedom. Shikimara is a drabbanon.
It is?
Yeah.
And this is kind of the
That's nothing to, that doesn't happen now. That's an obligation for the Yarshim to do it.
Why isn't Evett considered like a Talmud?
Evett needs a biblical freedom. You can't free an Evett rabbinically.
But you can give them to somebody else, no?
With a Kenyan. With a Kenyan.
If a Shemira says, I want my Evett to go to the phony, it won't work?
That works. That's a Kenyan. To have been a Kenyan. That's fine. But that's not what happened. He wanted to free the Evett.
Right.
So without Rav's statement, it would have been no problem. The Mishnah is talking about a Shemira. He wants to divorce his wife. He wants to free his Evett. He wants to give money. It works for the money. It doesn't work for the other two. But Rav said it's only if the money is sitting here. So if the money is sitting here, why does the money have to be sitting here? Is it a healthy person? It doesn't work even if it's sitting here. And if it's a shimera, it doesn't have to be sitting here. The Gemara is going to give two terutzim. Amar Abzred, Li'aylam Babari, it's a healthy person. And this is something I don't think we ever met yet. Maybe we did in Baba Basra. The Amar Avun Amarav, Manali B'yatcha, Tnei Ulu L'ployni B'mai M'shlashtam Kana. If Reuven, listen to the story. Three people were in the room, healthy people, no shimeras, everybody's healthy. Rabbi Rennert wants to give a present to Baruch Moshe.
Oh.
And he wants to give a present that Moshe Freund is holding for him. So Moshe Freund is holding a pen, $100 pen. That belongs to Rabbi Rennert. He's a Shomer. And Rabbi Rennert wants to give the pen to Baruch Moshe. So there's a halacha that Rabbanon made up, Kenyan's Rabbanon, that says that if all three are together, and Rabbi Rennert says to Moshe Freund, give my pen to Baruch Moshe, at that moment, I want to give my pen to Baruch Moshe, at that moment the pen becomes Baruch Moshe's. That is a Kenyan. It's called Maimat Shloshtam. All three parties are standing there. The one who owns it, and someone has it, and the verbal saying, I want to give my pen to Baruch Moshe, makes the pen Baruch Moshe. Now, Rav Zvid holds, it's only true by a specific item. If it's not a specific item, if Moshe Freund is holding, borrowed $100 from Rabbi Rennert, and Rabbi Rennert says, I want to give that $100 to Baruch Moshe, it doesn't work. There's no $100. It's a debt. There's no specific $100. But if there's a specific $100 that Moshe Freund is holding for Rabbi Rennert, so Rabbi Rennert can say, I want to give that $100 to Baruch Moshe, and it becomes Baruch Moshe's. Therefore, you need it Tzvurim V'Imdim. In the room were three people. The giver, the receiver, and the one holding it, or not holding it. It's right there. It's the one holding it. There's a guy watching it. And he says, give that $100 should become that person's. Saying it in the presence of the three people, the giver, the receiver, and the one who's holding it, makes a Kenyan. But it only works, from Zvid says, if there's a specific item. A debt can't be transferred that way. Therefore, Rav Huna said, it has to be in the corner. It has to be here. Because if it's not here, it's just a debt of $100. That's what work.
And the shlushtim are there?
Yes.
But it's sitting in the corner on the ground.
Somebody's watching it, whatever it is. That's what it seems to say. Mana li biyatcha. You have a mana of mine. Today we're going to point in the mind. Shlushtim kana. Rashi. The Bari. I did that right. My Mitzvah Kana, the Kamim Mepharish Taima. The Tziburim Bina. We needed to be there. The Sever of Zvid Le'amar Av Kana B'Kutin. The Kutin Le'kal Echadisa. It only works by something that you own that's there, not a debt. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says no. Rav Papa happens to disagree because he holds my mitzlushtim works even by a death. So therefore, he can't say that answer. Imshat why you need it piled up. So you have to say a second answer. Papa Amar, lo b'shchiv mira. Ay, shchiv mira. Why does it have to be piled up? Ukinidach the Rav. There's another statement of Rav. Let me explain this outside, then we'll do it inside. The guy, shchiv mira, says, give Ruvein $100. Sukt Rav. He has to say, give him the $100 that's under the pillow, under the mattress. Because if he says give him $100, he might mean a certain $100 that we don't know where it is. And therefore, how are we going to give it to him? We don't know which $100 he gave him. To Amar Rav Shlomo, Shchiv Mira Shamatru Mana Leplaini Bechazai. Mana Zeh, if he says a specific $100, nice to him. Mana Stam, ain't nice to him. Chashina Shema Mana Kavar Kavar. He might mean a mana that he buried in the ground somewhere. Therefore, Zakrapapa, the reason you need the money here is because by Shchiv Mira, if it's not telling us, it doesn't really have to be here. It has to be specified. Because if it's not specified, it might be one that we don't know where it is. So when the guy comes to collect, we can say, we have no idea which one my father wanted to give to you. You own $100, find it. We have no idea which one he meant to give it to you. That's the Rav's halacha. Therefore, it has to be that there's $100 around. So we know he meant that $100. Or he could have said a specific $100. We don't pass him like that, Rav. If a Shemra says give $100, we give $100. We don't say he meant a specific $100 that's hidden somewhere that we don't know. Rashi. Shema bought a cover, yes, the karka, bahuhu the ovle, that's what he's giving. So we have two answers in our Mishnah. We have Zavid's answer, Rav Papa's answer. Zavid learned it's healthy people. And the way it works is a kinyan of my mitzlushtim, but my mitzlushtim needs the item to be around. It has to be a specific item. Therefore, it has to be in the corner. It has to be here. And Rav Papa says, not true. My mitzlushtim works, as the Gemara is going to explain momentarily, even on a death. So then Rav Papa learns it's Shchiv Mira. But by Shchiv Mira, you have to have a specific one, because if not, we say he meant a specific one, which we don't know where it is. And Rav Papa says that's not true. We're not afraid for that.
Well, but Rav Zid says it has to be Tzvurin. No, so that's more than even specific, no?
No, that's just a way of saying specific.
So they both agree that it has to be specific.
Correct, but for different reasons. Dr. Gemara, Rav Papa, my time in Lama, comes Zid. Why did Rav Papa say that comes Zid? Sava Rav Papa, Kiyama Rav, Loishnob the Mubal, Loishnob the Kudden. Rav said, you can transfer a debt with my mitzlushtim, even though there's nothing here. Rashi, loishtom b'milva, I forgot the son, no, it's not around, v'ed v'en, it's not here. If Kalabin and Sorim, even my mitzlushtim, k'mayim atnizim. If that's what the Mishnah was talking about, it wouldn't need tzvurim. So that's why Reb Zvid rejects Reb Papa. Yes.
I don't have to answer before. I mean, I have to think about it. So, in other words, why does it have to be Rav Zvid Olam Bori and Rav Papa has to be Olam Shchiv Mira? Because if it was a Shchiv Mira according to Rav Zvid, what would happen?
Well, the Gemara is going to say why Rav Zvid didn't want to learn to Shchiv Mira. In a moment, the Gemara is going to explain that. He didn't want to learn Babari because then it wouldn't have to be Tzvurim. He holds my mitzlushtim works even on a debt. Well, it's not around.
Is the Shchiv Mira, that's the
Kenyan?
When he says...
Divrei Shchiv Mira, Kiksuv, Kiksuv, Dami.
And saying that it's Bari with my mitzlushtim, he's saying that that's not Kiddush?
No, he's saying it wouldn't have to be... We're trying to explain Rav's statement that the money has to be here.
That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Shmuel was. He started that.
That started the whole conversation.
But that has to be here.
Why does it have to be here? If it's my mitzlushtim, the Papa says it doesn't have to be here.
Even if that can be done that way.
That's what Rashi says. That loishnob the Gemara says loishnob milva loishnob bekut. The Gemara is just throwing that in. It's not incorrect because Rav said it. So in Rav it makes sense. But we don't pass it that way. Really has nothing to do. It's an added line that has zero to do with the sugya. Okay, so now the next piece of Gemara is going to explain why Reb Zvid did not want to learn us talking about a Shemira. Because he learns that it can't be talking about a Shemira because the beginning of the Mishnah about a get in Shtar Shichrur cannot be talking about a Shemira. Because let me explain this. The rule is as follows. Let me give this Hakdama. The rule is a husband wants to divorce his wife. He goes over to people and he says, do me a favor, can you guys write a get up for me? Healthy man. Can you write a get for me? Tell three people. One's going to be the cipher, two are going to be the Adam. Guys, take care, make a get for me. They say, yes, no problem. He goes away to China. Can they give the get to his wife? Now, look, is no. He never said, I want you to be agents to give it to my wife. All he wanted them to do is write it. They can write it. And then he has to make a decision whether he wants to give it or not. Same thing is true by Shechrer. A master goes over to three people and says, do me a favor, write me a star Shechrer for Paul the Evan. They can write it, but they can't give it. He never made them agents to give it. That's the halacha. There are exceptions to the rule. If that is somebody that's in a harried position, that he's not thinking straight, and we have reason to believe that he wants to divorce his wife, and he says write, he means write and give. For instance, somebody who's being taken out to be killed by the government, he's being thrown in now into the prison with a death sentence, and he turns to three yidden and says, do me a favor, write a get for my wife. He doesn't mean write. He means write and give because he's not going to be around for much longer and he doesn't want her to be an amana to fall to Ibum or whatever reason he was not in a letter he wants to divorce her. Or somebody who's leaving on a trip to the Sahara Desert and he's ready to go on the trip and he turns to three people and says, do me a favor, just write a get for my wife. That kind of guy means to give the get to his wife. So sometimes the circumstance tells us that he doesn't mean write, he means write and give. A regular person, right means right, give means give. A person under those circumstances, and I gave two of the examples, means right and give. Same thing. The third example that the Gemara is going to give is a Shemira. A Shemira says, write a get for my wife, and he means right and give. Because he's not thinking, he's under pressure, he wants to divorce his wife. So now, if the Mishnah were a Shemira, why did the Mishnah have to say 10 get l'ishti? The Mishnah could have said kisvul get l'ishti. And the Mishnah would have said we can't do it after he dies, but we can do it while he's alive. The Mishnah picked 10 to say that he has to make an agent to give. Writing is not enough. By shlimera, just saying write it means give. Therefore, as it said, the Mishnah can't be talking about a shlimera. Because had it been talking about shlimera, the Mishnah would have just said, guy who says write a get to my wife, if he dies we don't do it, and if he doesn't die we do it. Since the Mishnah says 10, the Mishnah is trying to tell me right would not be enough. By a healthy person, right is not enough. But by a Shemira, right is enough. Let's read it inside.
No, after death, you don't give it.
But if he's alive, the deal in the Mishnah is you can't give it after death. But if he's alive, we would give it. Now, Mishnah says 10. But Kisvu would not be enough. Even if he's alive.
Are you talking about the case of Eved or Elisha?
Same thing. They're all both the same. They're both the same. No, by Eved, not true. By Asha. Because by Eved, there's no reason to want to free him because he's dying or something like that. It's only by Isha where a guy would want to divorce his wife not to leave her in a status of Reibum or something like that.
Don't we have to say that Eved and Isha are the same type of
key? He could have said Kisvu. Rashi's going to address this. Dr. Gemara, this is my time in Lamech Rabbah, and it took me my sneeze and Bishkimara. In Marbet, in 20, I'm a two gets up, Ishti, Shtar, Shifu, Zel, Abdi, Omeis, Lit, and Lach, Amisa. The Dik is, time it Omeis. Hamachayim, nice them. But if it's alive, we would do this. Time it Omer, true. And our Mishnah says he said true. Omer, like, who are Omer, true? He just said Kisu. Ain't nice them. Uchim, Merab. Avagab, Loy, Omer, true, nice them. Even if he doesn't say true, we can give it. The Tnan. They used to say that the only exception to the rule is the guy who's being taken out to be killed. They added, Avam Afarish, one is going on a boat trip, ocean liner. Vayaitim Shayari is going to a caravan through a desert. So here we have that a Shimira doesn't have to say Tzru, we can just say Kisru. Rashi. Zok to Rashi, time of the mace. Who do I hit? No, they ain't get lachamitza. Hamachayim noisnim. Leitzarach sula amluchi bay. We don't have to ask him anymore. Time of number two. Claim of other dakin and hamachayim noisnim. That deer that if he's alive, we can give it. Time of number mikar two. Because it was two get lishti. Halo yama two, or the kisu. La have a totally tana, the masnis and time of the hitnu shamisa. He wouldn't have said because of Misa. Now, Philo Mechaim Nami ain't nice then. Ad the lame true. Midlay Tanu true kiss. I'm a kiss will get the Ishnu Mesa Yitnu Lacha Misa. Shmami no the Yamarachi. Philo Mechaim Nami Loyavina. Vib a Shrimmera. And if it's by a Shrimmera, right? I think I'm glad I'm a true oil kiss. We have been a Kirib Shemishizuri, like Rib Shemishizuri says. Hayyitza Bekailu Lahareg is being taken out to be killed. Yamakis forget the Ishti Kreshul Itizakik Liyavim. Harele Yichtu Vietnu. The Matrashu Bol on Nabshay is worried about his life. Legamelim also. He doesn't finish the statement. Umiyo Kisu Utsnu Havadite. He meant give it. Hadafarish Biyam. Hayyitza Beshiyar Limidbar. Avamasukin Shimera. Right. So therefore, Reb Zvid said, since our mission insists on Tnu, not on Kisu, it can't be a Shimera. Because by a Shimera, Kisu will be the same as Tnu. Now, there's a problem here, Rabbi Cohen brought up. Because the case of Shichrur, there is not the same pressure as there is by a divorce. And Enochinami, the person he got it should have said, I'm a Kisu get the Ishti, Utnu ser Shichrur lavi. Frek the Gemara, one more line. Maskevah Ravashi. Why is that a slug up on Rabbi Zvid? On Rabbi Papa? My name alone, the Masnis of Shimon Shizuri, who says everybody agrees that a Masukin can just say Kisu. Dilma Rabbanani. The first Mandiyama didn't say Sakana. He said taking out to be killed, going on a boat ride, going to a caravan. Rav Shimon Shizuri said a Shimera, who says everybody agrees. Can't slug up Rapapa by assuming Rav Shimon Shizuri? And therefore the Gemara leaves it as is. So the bottom line is, we have two answers in our Mishnah. Either it's Bari, and I need it here because of my Mitzlashtim, or it's Chimera, and I need it here because we're afraid that maybe he means it buried 100 hours. And each Amira rejected the other Amira's one. Republic didn't want to say Bari because he holds it works even if it's not around. It works on a debt. And Rav Zvid didn't want to say Chimera because then the Mishnah wouldn't have to say true. It could have said Kisru.
Now, Rabbi, what I'm seeing right now is we say a person is a shaytan, whatever it is, but he says something and it means nothing, right? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
No, a regular person is not as great as a shaytan. So,
the test is written up to where I got.
Who's going to be sent to death, whatever it is, you mean to tell me he's thinking logically?
He's still by God.
What?
Not a shaito.
But there should be nothing logically to say something. In 2 minutes from now, he's going to be gone. His words are something.
Yeah.
When everybody dies.